It's time to talk a little bit about cycling on the Tour Down Under, and Mike Tomalaris is there. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Stuart, TK. No sign of our cycling buddy Slats anywhere at the moment, yeah?
He's on the road at the moment, he's putting in a couple of yards.
All right, well, let's do our best talking about the Tour Down Under.
Well, I think Slats' cycling career is over, isn't it?
Well, it was short-lived.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why? He's not wearing Lycra anymore.
No, he's still wearing Lycra, but that's for a whole different reason.
Yeah, that's right. It's just in darkness. Now, Mike, it's been a bit of a revamp, hasn't it, of the big Tour Down Under?
Well, it's been a revamp, yes, indeed, for a couple of reasons. The women, for example, are getting equal billing for the very first time. In years gone by, the women's event has been a token event. And look, it's getting equal billing. The other day, on Saturday night, when the official presentations were made here in Adelaide, in front of a big crowd in downtown CBD, the girls, they just could not believe that they were given this VIP reception on the podium. Huge gathering, and but they tell me that they've never received such a reception anywhere in the world. So, you know, it's a quality, and it's great to see that the girls are getting just as much recognition as the men. And they're gracing the newspapers over here from the front pages to the back pages. So it's the changing of the guard, I believe.
Yeah, well, it is women's sport everywhere. It doesn't matter whether it's cycling, football, cricket. It's becoming very much part
women,
of it.
These women, perhaps they aren't getting as well paid. They're not as well paid as the men, perhaps, compared to other sports like golf and tennis. But, you know, they train just as hard. They do just as many hours in terms of preparing themselves. They have a world tour season that starts and finishes at around the same time. I think it's about time that they do receive equal billing. And it's certainly happening at the Tour Down Under.
Yeah, well, it certainly is.
That's good. Take us through the big names.
Look, the big names, they don't come any bigger than the Slovakian, Peter Sagan. He is over here and doing wonderful things. It hasn't been revealed whether or not he's being paid by the South Australian taxpayer, but judging by his performances so far, and he's been over here for almost 3 weeks, he's doing everything right, autographs, public engagement.
Well, he's being paid then.
Well, he probably is being paid, but look, nonetheless, he's a rock star. He is one of the greatest personalities, not just in cycling, but I reckon, maybe I'm biased, in world sport. He's a two-time world champion. He's won the green jersey at the Tour de France 5 times.
Mm. And, really? If you walk down the streets of Sydney and you said his name, how many people would say he's a rock star of world sport?
Well, in Adelaide, it's a different case, because when he walks down the streets of this city, he is mobbed. Sydney, it's a different culture, I think, over there. But in Adelaide, they know their cycling. Yeah. They are very knowledgeable over here, and that's why I think the Tour Down Under has been so successful and has been operating since 1999. It's in its 19th year now, TK, and it certainly is a different sporting culture over here. They get behind this event, and they have done so for many years.
Well, it's grown legs. After they lost the Formula One, it just kicked off from there, and it's just every year's got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So,
well, you know, when the Formula One disappeared from this city, there was a lot of tears. But I think in reflection now, it's been a blessing, because it's much cheaper to put together a glamorous bike race like this than it is to put a motor racing Grand Prix together. And Melbourne, I think we're hearing they are struggling as well, aren't they?
Yeah, and Caleb Ewan, will he be He'll be the focal point. He had a good start.
Yeah, well, Caleb Ewan kicked his campaign off to a wonderful start. He's the defending champion in the People's Choice race. It's the warm-up event to the race proper, which begins tomorrow. Big crowd, twilight event on the east end of town. And Caleb, he won the race. He's wearing the green and gold as the national criterium champion. It's a street race. And an opportunity for all the riders competing in the Tour Down Under to just get a taste of what to expect. Caleb defeated Peter Sagan. He was the favourite going into this race. He finished third, but you've got to remember, Sagan coming off a downtime, the off-season in Europe, has been here preparing, sure. But he'll do good things, I think, during the course of this tour, which kicks off tomorrow.
Mike, well, you can hear the music in the background. The 7 o'clock news is chasing us, but we'll talk to you again over the next week or so while the Tour Down Under's on. Now, for me, don't get lost in the Barossa when you go up there. It's always a problem. It's a trap for players. I know you're an experienced campaigner, but enjoy the event.
I've been to all the wine regions in France. The Barossa is no different.
enjoy the Tour Down Under. We'll speak to you again over the next couple of days.
Okay.